at 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Voters in two more states, Arizona and Missouri, will get to weigh in on abortion access with measures approved for the November ballot.
Missouri Secretary of State confirms that voters there will decide on a constitutional amendment that would enshrine the right to an abortion. This is, of course, one of the states Missouri is with a near total ban on abortion. 14 states have put near total bans on abortion in place since the end of Roe v. Wade. So this would be a real test for this state that has proven to be one of the strictest since the Supreme Court made that decision.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. Escalating tensions in the Middle East, leading the Pentagon to send additional military resources to the region. The U.S. is warning that Iran may launch strikes this week against Israel in retaliation for recent assassinations of top Hamas and Hezbollah leaders. Tropical storm Ernesto gaining strength as it moves towards Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands. It's not expected to directly impact the U.S. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Today's partisan primary election day is the first time voters are casting ballots under new boundaries for Wisconsin's Senate and Assembly districts. Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf.
I have not heard a lot of contact from voters expressing any sort of confusion, but certainly if voters have those types of questions, there are some really good resources.
Wolf recommends myvote.wi.gov. Election night coverage on most Civic Media radio stations and online begins tonight at 8. Attendance at this year's Wisconsin State Fair set a record. The State Fair Board says 1.1 million people came through the gates in West Allis. That's about 6,500 more people than last year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
With news from the center, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Among the ballot questions today is an operational referendum for the Riverdale School District. Residents of the district will be asked, shall the Riverdale School District be authorized to exceed the revenue limit specified in Section 121.91 Wisconsin statutes by $800,000 for the 2025-26 school year, by $800,000 for the 2026-27 school year, and by $1,185,000 per year beginning with the 2027-28 school year and ending with the 2029-2030 school year for non-recurring purposes consisting of operational costs to maintain instructional programs, staffing, technology, transportation, and facilities management. The tax impact, if passed, would be an additional $157 per $100,000 of property value and $115 per $100,000 each year after the duration of the referendum. And that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulotz.
The Brewers and Dodgers continue. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers and Dodgers game two of a four-game series with Colin Ray against LA's right-hander Gavin Stone. 37-year-old Clayton Kershaw led the Dodgers to a 5-2 win last night at AmFam Field. Kershaw allowing just one run in 5 2/3 innings. Manager Pat Murphy.
He's a consummate pitcher, you know, like this guy is Hall of Famer for a reason. He'd be the first to tell you his stuff isn't as good, but yeah, I haven't seen our young guys respond that way. The moment was a lot. You know, and a little surprised, but Kershaw was great. He deserves everything he's going to get in this game.
NFL, the Packers holding practice before heading to Denver to play the Broncos. Lucas Van Ness had three tackles and a quarterback sack in the win over the Browns and was asked if he's feeling more comfortable in the Packers' new 4-3 defense.
Comfortable is not a good word to use just because, again, you're fighting for your job. You never want to be comfortable because it's always, you know, you're growing and you're trying to get to the next position.
That's Lucas Van Ness with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low around 60, and increasing clouds for tomorrow, chance of showers and storms in the late afternoon and evening. High low 80s. More rain around Wednesday night and Thursday. Highs in the upper 70s. Drying out for later Friday into the weekend. It's 82 right now.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm sitting in the theater, Conrad. I'm alone. A couple walks in. Where do you think they sat?
Right in front of you.
Right in front of me. You moron. How can you... Spatial awareness. My goodness. Next day, I go to this bathroom. There's like 7 urinals. I'm all the way down in the end. Where do you think this person came in? Not right next to me, but enough where it was weird.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll be live on location at Volk Field with the Wisconsin Air National Guard's Northern Lightning. A great training exercise. Learn all about aircraft, pilots, and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2. This is News from the Center, WRCE. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics. Please allow me to introduce myself. And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, partisan primary Tuesday edition, happier happy hour, rolling into it. It's a lot of alliteration from the top of the hour. Thank God
well
we got
done,
a
Michael.
Fine guest and a journalist, John Nichols. And someone asked on the text line, am I mispronouncing Eric Hudvey on purpose? No, I butcher names sincerely. There's no malicious intent here. If I'm saying his name wrong, I didn't mean to do that. I just can't say his name. John Nichols. I think I got that right. Welcome back to the show, sir. Fine hey, journalist.
Yeah, you gotta stop calling him Hubdula.
What'd I call him?
Hubdula.
I didn't quite get that.
La. It's a Kamala joke. It's Trump mispronouncing Kamala's name.
Oh, yeah. He's had all sorts of weird combos.
So far ahead of the joke here that it came around backwards, obviously.
But John, it's not a joke for me. I sincerely butcher names, man. I'm not trying to be malicious. I never learned how to speak.
Well, you're a Wisconsinite, you know? And as we well understand, the south side of Milwaukee, right? Which is one of the most incredible things ever. I remember working at Mainstream Records on the south side of Milwaukee when I was a kid. And the show Great White North was on Saturday Night Live, right? Yeah, the two guys, the Canadian guys.
Take off, you horsehead.
Yeah.
Right. And that accent was indistinguishable from the south side of Milwaukee.
I've been to Sarge's Bar. That's all I can speak to on the south side. John Nichols, I was in Eau Claire, and I spent a little bit of time in a bar that night, but I saw you at a Kamala Harris rally. We were AI'd in with, like, 12, 15,000 other people. And
yeah,
the band
technology.
The band there that day, John, I can't say its name either. It's like Bon Iver.
Bon Iver.
See, I didn't even get it right. And people tried to teach me, John.
The lead singer is Justin Vernon. You can say that.
I can. And I did get to see the guy. They actually brought the future presidential motorcade right to my hotel, right out in front. He apparently is an investor there. They went to the local store right by the Oxbow Hotel, where I happened to have fleed
the place.
the Kamala rally, I drove hard because we had a little radio show to get to. And John, I came away from that rally that day just full of energy and inspired. And I felt like the entire tone of this race has changed. And I've started seeing it in some of the polling, John, but you can feel it on the streets. You feel it at these rallies. And I see it in the article you wrote at the Cap Times today. You certainly feel it as well, do you not, John?
Without a doubt. Look, I think it was one of the writers for Time magazine. They have a pretty remarkable cover image of Kamala Harris, and they have a big article on her. And I think the title is The Reintroduction of Kamala Harris, i.e. people are getting to know her anew. And what they say in the article, and I think it's spot on, is that never in modern history have we felt the vibe of a campaign, the character of a campaign, change so rapidly, right? And I'll remind you that, for instance, with Barack Obama, who was, you know, a hugely influential candidate and a very popular campaign, a campaign that caught people's imagination, it took him months to kind of get to this point. And even after the Democratic convention, he wasn't at the level, in many senses, that Harris has already gotten to before the convention. Then if you want an additional kind of element, when the Harris people started rolling out this campaign just shortly after Joe Biden decided to hand off the presidency, they did something very cautious. They came to the Milwaukee area. And Wisconsin is obviously the focal point state for the whole presidential campaign, the biggest battleground state. And so they came to the Milwaukee area, and they initially scheduled into a small spot, a relatively small space. They got so many people wanting to come, they moved up to the big high school in West Dallas, right? And they filled that, and that looked very, very good. But they clearly had undershot, and that has turned out to be the case ever since. They have yet to find a venue that they can't fill. Now, I know that Donald Trump will say that's because of AI, but the reality is this is a campaign that even in itself doesn't fully understand its potential, right, where it's headed. Now, that doesn't mean she's going to win by a landslide. It doesn't mean it's going to be Roosevelt in 36 or Johnson in 64 or something that's so overwhelming it transforms our politics. But it does hold out the potential, I think, that she could have a win on the level of Barack Obama in 2012, where he won very comfortably for reelection, carried Ohio and Iowa, as a matter of fact, and also helped a lot of Senate candidates come across the line. And so if that's the case, if Harris really does move to that point, for the nature of our politics today, because our politics has been so deeply divided with both parties, these behemoth parties kind of handing off control of the White House, handing off control of the House, handing off control of the Senate, kind of all over, very scattered. If Harris could actually pull off a 51-52% win with a slight expansion of control of the Senate, maybe, you know, win the sitting senators and pick up perhaps Florida and something else, and then also get a good clean victory in the House, I mean, this is like, it's unimaginable how we got moved this much space in this short amount of time.
Our fine guest, he is John Nichols. And John, Milwaukee, Minnesota, Laura Ingraham and I know it well, but I do have a question.
You know what I wanted to check out, though? Can you clarify this for me? I got to look on my map quick. There might be a Milwaukee, Minnesota. I don't know. Maybe Laura Ingraham knows something we don't know.
It's on one of the lakes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, it's like out someplace kind of west of Austin, you know, or someplace like that. I don't know.
Western Minnesota. John, real quick.
I'm not going to beat her up. Yeah.
Because I'm taking all Dom's time. I'm stealing from him now. But it has also been amazing that they're really running a hopey, changey kind of joyous campaign that is not really predicated on a lot of specifics yet. They're kind of running her as a generic Dem, John. And I don't think that's a bad thing. There's not enough time for her opponent to fully misconstrue her policy choices if she won't put out her policy choices. We know what she's for.
How wrong you are, my friend. they can misconstrue it even if she doesn't say anything. And in fact, they have been, right? They're going to make stuff up no matter what. So what she is doing at this point is running as essentially continuity for Biden, right? And continuity for Biden is not a bad thing, right? We have a pretty good economy. There's a lot of other things that are decent. I would like to see a shift in the Gaza policy, a stronger shift in the Gaza policy. I'd like to see a few other changes. But what she's doing is continuity. And at this point, this is the thing people need to understand. The only reason the Biden-Trump race was close is because people, like two-thirds of Americans, had real doubts about whether Biden could do the job. That's a painful reality. There was the polling shows that there was just an awful lot of people that had real doubts about Biden. Once you pull Biden out and put somebody else in, I mean, basically the American people would prefer the Biden agenda to, you know, one day of dictator with Donald Trump.
Folks are listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Our friend John Nichols from the Cap Times and The Nation magazine. John, it's always a pleasure. I want to get your sense on the whole AI thing. You know, when this thing came out, I was like, you know, Donald Trump was freaking losing it. But even Bernie Sanders put out there that, you know, it's like, well, you know, he might be crazy, but he's not stupid. And this is really essentially more of a continuation of the, you know, laying the groundwork for if he loses the election for sowing doubt. And this seems to be, I mean, he was doing this back in 2020, John. This hasn't really changed as a strategy for Donald Trump. What's your sense on this AI thing, and how important do you think this, what's obviously strange, weird comment, is actually part of his plan?
Look, one of the things is I never underestimate Donald Trump. I wrote a piece back in March of 2016 saying that he could be elected president of the United States. Nobody took it seriously then, and even I started to doubt myself after all the crazy stuff came out. But the bottom line is the guy has political skills, whether you like him or not. That's, you know, he's got a strategy. He's playing it. May not be the right strategy, may not be a smart strategy even, but it is a strategy. What he's doing with AI is pretty clear. He is accusing the Republicans of faking up crowd size at their rallies, right? So that when accusing the Democrats of faking up crowd size, right? So that when the Republicans do that, then he'll say, oh, come on, you know, this, when I said it, you guys all laughed at me, but now when the Democrats do it, you believe it, right? He's trying to sow a chaos and a confusion about the energy of campaigns, about, you know, who's got the center of gravity. The reason he's doing that is because he knows he's going to lose the popular vote overwhelmingly now because of Harris's popularity, and very likely lose the Electoral College. So yes, there is no question he is setting up to play that game. The only way to undo it, right, the only way to push back against it is for Harris to run a 50-state strategy and go for the biggest popular vote win possible so that everybody across the country knows in their own heart that she has won. She can't run a narrow campaign. She's got to run a very broad campaign.
John, what would the MAGA crowd be saying if Joe Biden got up and started saying, hey, those rallies that Donald Trump is having is full of AI? They call him a crazy old man. How come there's not that kind of consistency on the MAGA side?
Well, because we've known Trump was crazy for a very long time. You know, he's gone from being a crazy young man to a crazy middle-aged man, now a crazy old man. And so we're settled into it, right? You know, I mean, also, one thing to remember is our media, after 9 years of Trump presidential politics, still doesn't know how to deal with the guy. Mm-hmm. They don't know whether to ignore him, whether to take him seriously, whether to try and take apart every lie, whether to counter this, counter that. They are painfully inept.
Sorry to cut you short, John. Hold on tight. We'll get more of your opinions on the other side. Just don't handle them like Elon did.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
DevilRadioSwag.com. You've asked for it for over a decade. We've finally gotten off our dead and responded. DevilRadioSwag.com. T-shirt and Dom's favorite slimming black, white, or gray. DevilRadioSwag.com. Crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever. Only at the DevilRadioSwag.com, because we got bills too.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Are you ready to give your business a kickstart? Reach new heights and boost your sales with WRCO Radio. Give Henry a call today at 608-647-2111.
WRCO, this is Henry. How can I give you the business?
That's 608-647-2111. Let WRCO drive your business to success.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRCE website at WRCE.fm, your news just for the Richland Center area. I'm Joanne Krulatz with WRCE News.
News from the Center, WRCE.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil Advocates radio show. John Nichols, an national correspondent from The Nation magazine, locally here at the Cap Times, sticking around for one more segment. John, thank you for doing so. John wrote an article, his opinion piece, Kamala Harris looking like a winner in Wisconsin. I share your sentiment there, John. In your piece, you mentioned something I'm interested in, the alternative candidates. You mentioned it, what, in 2016, 188,000 Wisconsinites backed a third-party candidate. And, what, that fell to 57,000 less than in 2020. Then you articulate a bunch of candidates are going to be on the ballot this year. I guess I didn't realize there would be that many third-party candidates. John, what's your sense on what's going to happen in this election cycle regarding the third-party candidates?
I don't think they're going to do very well. And I'm not, you know, happy or sad. My sentiment is that I wish we had a multi-party democracy. I wish we had more alternatives on the ballot, because I think that would make for more interesting, more dynamic politics. But the reality is that we have a two-party system. And the only time that our alternative parties do particularly well is when the choice for the two major parties is a disappointing one, or one that people aren't satisfied with. That happened with Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump in 2016. A lot of people went to the alternative parties, the Libertarians, the Greens, the others, because they simply didn't like that choice. In 2020, I apologize, it was a clearer choice, right? Biden versus Trump. People had a better sense of Trump. So the third party vote went down. I think that this year will be a lot like 2008, when the third parties got very, very small numbers of votes, because the choice between Obama, who was quite popular, and McCain, who had his own appeal, was clear enough that people, you know, they were satisfied with the two major parties. I think the Kamala Harris versus Donald Trump choice will be one that, you know, people just divide up on so clearly. And so I don't think the third parties are going to get as many votes.
John Nichols, our fine guest. But John, you underestimate perhaps the bro power of Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan came out and said he really likes Kennedy. He kind of backed off, said, well, it's not an endorsement, but I really like Kennedy. And my thought is this, John. I think any appetite for the third party, for the conspiracy theorist Robert Kennedy Jr., is going to drain support away from the MAGA. Am I wrong about this, sir?
No, you're 100% right. And in fact, this is the interesting dynamic. Trump, again, who isn't stupid, he actually knows politics, or he doesn't know politics per se, but he knows how to, you know, defend himself. He's very conscious of that. He's always been uncomfortable with this Kennedy candidacy. There's some evidence that he even tried to convince Kennedy to drop out, perhaps with an offer of a cabinet position or something like that, although I'm not sure whether that actually happened or the extent to which that occurred. But the rumors float around. Why is Trump so concerned about Kennedy, because Kennedy is you know, kind of working that same turf as a younger, more, in some ways, more energetic candidate. And so I think for Trump, that's a very problematic situation. I think that if Biden was still in the race, there's no question that Kennedy might pull some from the Democratic side as well. But with Biden out of the race, I don't think, and Harris in, I don't think Kennedy's votes is going to be that substantial. In fact, I think he's the candidate who has been most hurt by the arrival of Kamala Harris in the race. And my sense is that he's also been severely damaged by his own storyline, right? By the stuff that's come out, this thing about the bear. And, you know, like, did you see the interview? Did you see the interview?
I saw the video with Roseanne Barr. When you're going to Roseanne to confess your sins, something is amiss.
Where somebody was asking him, because there was some accusation that he had eaten a dog, right? And there was some accusation that, you know, like, what, or some claim, you know, what he would eat all sorts of things, right? And it was a suggestion that, you know, it's pretty crazy, right? And they said, is there anything you wouldn't eat? And Kennedy said, well, I wouldn't eat a human.
At least he's got limits, John. Our fine guest.
You, if you're running for president and you have to, and you feel a need to say that, my argument is that you've already kind of put yourself in a place where a lot of voters are going to look elsewhere.
Yeah, but if you've been to a Trump rally and you've heard him hailing the late great Hannibal Lecter, you know, you maybe want to distinguish.
You're opening up a whole new avenue for this race. Okay, so let me clarify a couple things, right? I'm not sure what the Trump-Kennedy relationship is, or to the extent that they talk at all. I just don't know. I don't know whether Kennedy, you know, would like a place in a Trump cabinet. I don't know if Trump might offer Kennedy that, you know, all this flurries of rumors about, I don't know anything about that. But I do know, once again, if they are competing for the votes of those who might or might not engage in cannibalism, I think they may be marginalizing themselves. There's John, a possibility that they're over on the edge of our politics, not at the mainstream.
John, I'm going to put you down for no on cannibalism, but let me ask you a couple of constitutional referendums on the state ballot today. Today's election day in the state of Wisconsin. John, I feel like the right's trying to boonswoggle the electorate into voting yes. What's your opinion, sir? Got like a minute here, John.
Look, we have a constitution set up in the state of Wisconsin. It's got a system of checks and balances, right? A simple system of checks and balances. And under that system, once money is allocated at the federal or state level, the governor gets to, you know, do the distribution. That's smart because it makes it quick and efficient, does what needs to be done. The logical vote for anyone, Republican, Democrat, liberal, or conservative, is no and no.
Well said, John Nichols. You're so smart. You probably pronounce names correctly and everything.
I think I got Justin Vernon down.
John, are we going to see you down at the DNC next week?
Yeah, I'll be there. All week long, tip your waitresses.
We'll be there. We'll be partying. That's the great thing about the DNC compared to the RNC. First, you work hard all day, and then, John, you party all night with the Democrats.
Can I just tell you something, though? I like the RNC. I had no trouble with that. I even got a picture with Lauren Boebert. I just think it's an interesting event.
Well, if you're hanging out with Lauren Boebert, I guess it was. Thank you, John.
No, she's very respectable. She was very respectable.
I've never found her to be so, and I met her in D.C. Thanks, John. Be well. See you at the DNC. More Devil's Advocates on the other side. Should you stay or should you go? You should stay and vote no twice, but not till after 6.
Thanks, John.
Should I stay or should I go?
This is News from the Center, WRCE. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know.
Staffing levels at Wisconsin's youth prisons is on the agenda as Governor Evers' Juvenile Justice Commission meets today. Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake schools are under more scrutiny since a teenager attacked and killed a counselor in June. One study finds black farmers lost more than $300 billion worth of land in the 20th century, partly due to discriminatory government policies. The Inflation Reduction Act is now paying more than $2 billion to minority farmers, ranchers, and foresters.
You can put your blindfolds on, you can turn your head the other way, but the fact of the matter is it did happen. It's documented. It's not a secret, so let's address it.
That's Sharon Mallory, who was with the 2020 Farmers Co-op, which is pushing for changes at the U.S. Agriculture Department. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is accepting applications for 2025 producer-led watershed protection grants through September 13th. These grants are awarded to producer-led groups to help support and advance producer-led conservation solutions and farmer participation in local watershed conservation efforts. The total program budget for 2025 is $1 million. Eligible groups that apply can receive up to $40,000. Grant information and application materials are available at datcp.wi.gov. Click on Grants and Funding and then Producer-Led Watershed Protection Grants. Applications must be submitted by email in Microsoft Word format. For more information, contact Producer-Led Watershed Program Manager Danny Heisler at danni.heisler@wisconsin.gov. And that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulotz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Nick Cannon says he would love to get back together with his first and only wife, Mariah Carey, and he told E! News they belong together. The problem? He says she doesn't want him. The couple divorced in 2016 after 8 years of marriage. Cannon is the host of several shows, including The Masked Singer. But despite a crazy busy schedule, he still found time to sire most of the children born in America over the last two decades, including two with Carey. Fans of Colin Jost's Wiki Feet page will have to wait for some new material. The SNL cast member was covering the Olympic surfing competition when he cut his foot on a coral reef and developed a staph infection, which then became an ear infection. Injury aside, the news from Tahiti wasn't all bad for Jost. While recuperating, it was announced he will host the new Jeopardy spinoff, where foot injuries are few and far between. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low around 60. And increasing clouds for tomorrow, chance of showers and storms in the late afternoon and evening. High low 80s. More rain around Wednesday night and Thursday. Highs in the upper 70s. Drying out for later Friday into the weekend. Currently 81 degrees.
The Todd Alba Show.
Speaking of J.D. Vance, if you're watching on the stream, you can see behind me what we're now calling the J.D. Vance couch. There are some reports that back in the day, during the frat days of J.D. Vance, he may have gotten intimate with a couch. So.
You know, I've slept on that couch a few times, but I can't say I've slept with that couch, and nor do I plan to.
No.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says.
Avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I've got the chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, Ben Wickler, will be talking about the DNC and the implosion of the GOP. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
I don't know if you know the Devil's Advocates, but the show is kind of a big deal.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We'll sleep when we're dead. It's a happier happy hour. We're rolling through it. Want to thank our most recent guest, a fun one, our friend John Nichols from The Nation, from the Cap Times locally. Thank you, John. Dom, tomorrow we got another friend joining us, a little longer distance. Bill Press, right? What time's Bill joining tomorrow?
Bill will be on at 5 p.m. Central tomorrow. He's also going to be going to the DNC. We'll try to hook up with him when we are there as well. Look forward to catching up once again with Bill.
And don't forget, you all need to catch up with the Devil's Advocates live from Chi-Town, going to Chicago all next week. We will be doing our live show 4 to 6 p.m. So our Madison listeners will be a little disappointed, Dom, because we're starting at 4 and we're going till 6. And then we'll get a brief, let's call it a dinner break. And then we'll be anchoring coverage on WCPT 820 AM, KTNF 950 AM. Those are Chicago and Minneapolis stations. And your favorite stations here on the Civic Media Network. And we're going to incorporate a lot of our fine Civic Media friends, some of the hosts from WCPT, guys like Bill Press. It's going to be an extravaganza. So, 4 to 6, Devil's Advocates, as you're used to hearing us. And then, 7 to close, let's call it close of business. When the DNC's done for the night, we're done on the radio for the night. And, Dom, I have not verified, but pretty sure it's a standard double.
Okay, good to know. We're not sleeping in the same bed. Those aren't pillows, Gertie.
Those aren't pillows. 844-967-2789. Now, we've got a few less reasonable conservative friends, but I find Mark to be a very reasonable conservative. Most days, don't press your luck, Mark, but welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mark.
Well, first of all, thanks for taking my call. I guess I heard two words from your guests, continuity and reintroduction. So the continuity of the Biden administration, I guess that's complete opposite of what she's running on, because now she's for fracking. She wants to clean up the border. She wants to refund the police or actually defend the police. She's all about Israel.
I haven't seen a whole lot of politics. But, Mark, I got to tell you, man, I know you're saying those things, but I haven't seen her lay out a policy platform yet.
Well, I would say there were.
I know.
Here's the great news, Mark. She's kicking your guy's ass, and she hadn't even staked the claim to anything yet. I mean, think when she actually sits down and debates the man on September 10th. Man, Trump. Have you seen Rambling Trump? Did you listen to Elon last night? Because I'll readily admit, candidate Harris, whatever her prior role was, yes, there are certain issues that she's matured on or changed on or moderated on, Mark, like lots of candidates do. What did Mitt Romney do after he won the primary? He shook it clean, right? Etch-a-sketched his way, moderated towards the middle. Don't be shocked when people do that after their conventions, Mark. I mean, your guy's just okay, not so smart
will
enough to do it.
Press conference?
What's that?
So we know. Will she take a press conference? So we know.
Buddy, I listened to the general press conference at Mar-a-Lago last week, Mark. If that's okay, what your guy does,
he's willing to do it.
But that wasn't a press conference, dude. That was friendly fire.
Mark, let me ask you a couple of questions, and I certainly appreciate you listening, calling, and joining the political party with us. When Donald Trump stands up and says to you and to the world that Kamala Harris is using AI to generate her crowds in Wisconsin and the Midwest, and saying nobody's there, literally nobody's there, busted. What's your reaction to that? If Joe Biden would have stood up and said, Donald Trump, these are not real crowds at Donald Trump's places, you'd have been calling him a crazy old man, Mark. What do you say when your guy says that?
Well, I would say that Donald Trump has the ego of an idiot, first of all, and I don't agree with him on that. However, what I would say is that, again, she won't even address anybody, the press. It can't even.
And she's winning anyways. ABC, have you considered?
Or CBS.
that they don't care that you want her to go take a press conference? This has been a political strategy. Running as a generic Dem, a hope and change Dem, is working.
Rudy, I want to know what her stance are.
You don't care. You're not going to vote for her, Mark. Come on, man.
What would you do if I'm going to understand your position?
Wait, I want to hear what.
No, I want to say this, Mark.
I told Earl this morning that I might actually vote for her because she sounds like a Republican.
I don't believe you, but it's nice of you to say, Mark.
No, because of everything she stands for. No, she's
not a Republican, Mark.
Almost to the point.
Here's.
I know she's not a Republican, but everything she says, and I said to Earl, I go, well, then if I was a Democrat, I would be very upset on everything that
I care how she governs after she wins, Mark. You know what? I'm looking forward to a very progressive Harris administration. But until then, I'm okay if she runs as a generic, hopey, changey Dem. Because your guy is running a very dark, desperate, flailing campaign. And all my girl's got to do is be joyous compared to your guy. And she's flipping all the polls, Mark. Your guy's desperate.
Hey, you think she could sit down with Elon Musk and have a conversation?
Why would she? That was... Yeah, I think she could.
Sit down with
Putin.
Korea?
She wouldn't fluff either of those two guys. That's one thing I will assure you about my candidate, is she is not going to kiss either of their asses. What's that, Mark?
I'm scared to death about that. I'm scared to death about that.
Well,
Mark, so let me ask you a question before we let you go. We have other callers holding. You think that Donald Trump in Helsinki, when he went against the intelligence agencies, when he went against the United States.
I don't know why he would, though.
And said that Putin didn't do those things. Do you think that was standing up to Putin or was that kissing his ass, Mark?
Well, I don't know what that's kissing his ass, but I know that
it was.
He has ability to control Putin more than Putin controls him.
He gave the guy a hand job, Mark. Let's call a spade a spade.
Man, he's got the abilities. Well,
sorry, man. Got to cut you off there. 844.
Appreciate you playing along, man. Come on, though, man.
967.
He doesn't have any secret abilities to control the despots he so desperately idolizes. You know what I'm saying? He loves these guys, Mark. He loves Putin. He loves Kim Jong-un.
He was talking about that last night with Elon. How much he loves me. He sent me love letters. I called him Little Rocket Man, and now he loves me.
He loves China. He's a real strong leader. When he walks in, everyone stands up. Well, yeah, because what? In this country, we don't have to stand up, Mark. We don't got to do a damn thing. If Trump has his way, he'd make you stand up or shoot you in the head. Because isn't that what the dictators do? He has no control over those folks. He kisses their ass. He wants to be them. Dictator for a day, Mark. Come on, man.
844-967-2789. Jeff on the text line wants to know, Mark, can he have some of what you're smoking? Wisco Paul, you're next. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Paulie, what's happening?
After listening to your last caller, it's a little hard. Don't forget about the pee tape, and that's a fact. And sometimes I wonder if...
That hasn't been proven, but it hasn't been proven that J.D. Vance had sex with that couch either, but it hasn't been disproven.
That's right.
There you go. Hey, that's totally awesome. At any rate, I don't... Sometimes I have a hard time with the Trumpsters. Can't really argue with him, but I've seen him in action for 4 years, and I don't want to. And in the last 4 years, I just want him to go away. And Kamala is gonna crank him, man.
You know what? But a guy like Wisco, in my opinion, a guy like Mark has the intelligence and the reasonableness. Whenever Trump isn't also ran, perhaps sitting in a penal colony somewhere, I think that Mark may at some point just become another tax cut Republican, you know, get mine. Don't care unless it happens to my family. I mean, that's what many Republicans are. They don't show a ton of empathy. But if it happens to their family, then they can be sympathetic to that cause. But I think there are a lot of people that will move on from Trump. But you know what? Trump ain't moving on even if he loses, Paul. He's not moving on. He's firmly got the grasp of the entire base, right? So whatever Trump wants to do, he won't be the president in the future, but he will be a malicious actor with this base, or he'll end up in prison. I hope it's the latter, Paulie.
Couldn't it be both?
Because it'd be both would be fine, too. Hey, I'm going to move on to something else. Voted no and no.
Excellent.
And
well, it's very reassuring, Paulie. You got the message.
Well, I got the message, and I don't want Voss to have any more power. Let's see, because this is all about him, Robin. And
you know what? If we win the assembly this year, the Democrats win assembly control, Paulie, there won't be a Robin Voss. He'll be the assembly minority leader, or worse.
He can go cry a river with Trump. Then that'll be totally awesome. That'd make my day. I'll be drinking a lot of Spotted Cow in November. What is it, 2nd, 6th, or whatever. So, all right, boys, great show today. Thanks for taking my calls, always.
Thank you,
right,
Paulie.
I appreciate you calling.
We're not quite done with the show yet.
Six,
the rest
seven,
of you don't.
2789.
Paulie's already heading to the bar on us. You can tell. Feeling good. Here's John Nichols describe how well Kamala Harris is doing. Anyone that listened to that lispy, and I didn't hear the lispiness at the beginning of the interview with Trump and Elon, but oh my God, suffering succotash. Trump sounded like Mike Tyson after he got punched in the mouth, and that's going to be used against him in every campaign ad, and it should be. The guy sounded, it was very disconcerting.
Well, I mean, it's a legitimate question. Is there a health problem going on? I mean, if he was just tired, perhaps that's a thing, as mentioned. I don't know. But he was very distinctly slurring his words, man.
He called
it talking to you at midnight.
He called it was his head bobbing? Yeah. They called it a conversation with the nation. And I'm thinking only those dumb enough, and I include myself in that number, to go on the broken down Twitter spaces and listen to an audio only interview that sounded like a couple of dudes doing a podcast in the garage, dude. And one guy was Beavis. And the other guy was like your narcissistic, rambling neighbor who lies about his golf game and his heroism and every other damn thing. And the other guy was like Flavor Flav to Chuck D. Yeah, boy. 844-967-2789. The correct answer is no on the constitutional referendum. If you haven't voted, go out and just go vote no twice. And then if you want to have a little fun, you know, go vote on the Republican side. A lot of people are dipping a toe in the Barbin pool. I've been seeing that on the text line. 844-967-2789. Steve from Milwaukee, if you hold tight, you will be next. CJ, if you hold tight, maybe, but probably not. I'm just telling you, I'm betting against you today.
You never know what can happen. Miracles can happen.
No, today the answer is no and no.
No and no.
I know the answer, it's no, CJ, but you can keep holding. But the answer, it's no. Let me know on the text line, should we take CJ's call? It's the same thing. You should vote on the referendum. Both of them. No and no.
Come back with us, Vice Presidential candidate Tim Walz, the governor from Minnesota. He was speaking at the AFSCME 46th Annual International Convention. We have some sound. We'll bring that
his
to
first
you
solo
as well.
Event.
Yeah, man. And J.D. Vance is coming to Milwaukee Friday, but we're not going. Folks, you can join us 844-967-2789. It's a text. It's a call. It's how you party with the devil's advocate.
Are you going to J.D. Vance? No and no.
No.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
DevilRadioSwag.com. You've asked for it for over a decade. We've finally gotten off our dead and responded. DevilRadioSwag.com. T-shirt in Tom's favorite slimming black, white, or gray. DevilRadioSwag.com. Crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever, only at the DevilRadioSwag.com, because we got bills too.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Attention Badger fans, the countdown to kickoff is on. Get ready for Wisconsin football this fall as single game tickets are now available with select games starting at just $35. Don't miss out on big Badger matchups including Oregon and Penn State, all on the home turf. Secure your seats today and experience the excitement and energy of Badger football at Camp Randall Stadium this season. For more information on single game tickets, call 1-800-GO-BADGERS or visit uwbadgers.com. That's uwbadgers.com.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
News from the center, WRCE.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, our last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up on the lines right now at 844-967-2789.
Dom, lots of people on the text line. Similar sentiment. I voted no twice. F CJ. Here's another one. No on CJ. Here's another one. Jim, Paul, no to CJ. Tom from New Berlin, no and no. Jeff from Shorewood, no, 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 etc. on CJ. One WMDX texter says, take the call. You need to spice up Tuesday. For dog's sake. I don't know what that means. No, no, and no. I think the last no there was for you, CJ. Ross from Crawford County says, this is Ross. No to CJ. He never listens. He's just like a nonstop funnel of Trump crap. He never listens. And then we've got a no on JD Vance. Well, we're not going on Friday. I can tell you that. CJ, no, no, and triple no. And then here's a no on CJ Vance. They've combined it. I like when they do that. So anyways, and oh yeah, and dog, there is no dog. That must be a reference I don't get, but I think it's probably clever. I'm just not clever enough to get it. 844-967-2789. Democracy in action. It's not you, CJ. It's Steve from Milwaukee. Welcome, Steve. What do you got for us?
Hey, Steve.
Hell no on CJ. He's a broken record. I'm tired of hearing his voice. He never listens, like the guy said. But anyway, yeah, the whole Trump cult thing, you know, they've been the indefensible all the time. But I think it's funny about his cease and desist letters he's been getting. And they can't play any music except Kid Rock and Ted Nugent. It's just kind of limited now.
He never minded just stepping all over music licensing. He's been stealing Elton John and the Rolling Stones. I'm telling you, dude, he's doing it at whatever his next rally is. He'll be butchering the music licensing on at least four different artists.
So where are all the lawsuits?
It's interesting. I don't know. I mean, because we can't play music that's not licensed on the radio. We pay licensing, lots of licensing dollars. You do it in the radio industry. What's that?
Just for your bumper music?
Yes, sir. Yeah, if you own a radio station. Now, I should restate, Civic Media now pays those bills, but Dom used to help me calculate that. That was a big deal, even for a news talk station. If you want the cool tunes, you got to pay the price. Trump,
wow, that's
like,
interesting.
Like his typical, just steals it, never pays.
He'll pay you in two weeks. Yeah, I thought the family of Isaac like Hayes were trying to sue him, or we're sending him cease and desist letters.
I think you're right for a change. 844-96. You're right often, Tom, I tease.
No.
844-967-2789. Still no to CJ. Drew from Lake Mills, welcome. What do you got for us, Drew?
Hey, Drew.
Hey, guys. Hey, just a suggestion. Like, you know how you guys have CJ on hold for, you know, approximately 3 hours or whatever.
1 hour, 11 minutes, and 35 seconds and counting at this point, Drew.
He was late today, Drew.
I would make a CJ rule and say, if you don't call within the first 5 minutes of us going on the air, you're done. And let's just get him over with. Like, take his call, first 5 minutes, we're done with him, we move on with our day, and then you don't have to worry about him being on hold the whole time. And if he misses his deadline, well, that's his problem, not yours.
Drew, he's always lurking there in the queue. You know, like a baby seal needing a clubbing, if you know what I'm saying.
Like Donald Trump behind Hillary Clinton during the debate.
Yes. Just being a creep. Yeah.
It's hardly weird at all that he tunes in. Well, let's see. CJ, do you perceive yourself as weird for being on hold for such a long time? CJ, you're not even listening today, are you? You blew your big chance, CJ.
Yeah, you just sit there, you know, leave, it's like the, you know, growing up in the 70s. You just go to the neighbor's house and leave the kids at home and keep the phone off the on the line together so you can hear what's going on.
They're just watching TV together?
Hey, Rich, we do have a couple of bites from Tim Walz, the governor of Minnesota, Kamala Harris's vice presidential pick. He was speaking at the AFSCME 46th International Annual Convention. Had a couple of things to say. A couple of short clips here, if you would, please. Rich, let's hear what the man has to say.
Can you simply picture Donald Trump working at a McDonald's trying to make a McFlurry or something? He knows us. He couldn't run that damn McFlurry machine if it cost him anything. So,
is that a prerequisite? Because I don't know if I could run the McFlurry machine down.
I think you'd be more apt to figure out than a guy like Donald Trump. Let's go to the next one.
We've got 84 days to take control of our own destiny. 84 damn days. And I've said this, you hear me say this. That's easy. We'll sleep when we're dead. We'll do the work now.
Do the work now. Sleep when we're dead. Yeah, I've said that for a long, long time.
You know, this show going to wrap up for the evening, Don, but you're not done. You still got to go vote. No, twice. If you haven't voted
no
yet.
And no.
Vote no and no.
Just say no. I mean, Nancy Reagan made it so easy for us so long ago.
You know, we should have sent out a meme of CJ with like no and no on it. Everyone would remember don't know. No.
No. God, no.
Thank you to our fine guest, John Nichols. He's a good one. Got to find one tomorrow as well. Our pal, Bill Press, joining us in the Happier Happy Hour. We'll have all the elective results you need to know. And thank you all that participated in the texting. No and no. And Rich, well done, man. Thanks for all the hard work today. Keep it going. Listen tomorrow. Rich. We'll do it again in Chi-Town next week.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, it's Wednesday. That means it's time for Public Cervix Announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. If you have a question for the doctor, just send it to janesays@civicmedia.us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
K-95. Cap Times Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.